Oh yes, great to be back live on these airwaves, 98.0 Brentwood, Billericay and the surrounding areas, phoenixfm.com if you're anywhere else. And I believe our webcam feed via Mixcloud has had some issues tonight. I hope those issues are now fixed and you can successfully get the video feed into the studio. I've done a thumbs up for anybody watching. There you go. That's exciting for you, isn't it? Right, so before we get any more music, what am I going to do in the second hour of the show? Well, it's 2024. I thought I would embrace things that go on in London for 24 hours. According to the Four Square City Guide website, what are some of the best things you can do in London 24 hours of the day? And apparently, I'm surprised by this, but number one is go to Trafalgar Square. Yes, Trafalgar Square is impressive. It's got the fountains in it. It's got Nelson's Column in it. It's got more than that in it. And it's got a lot of places around and about it. But it's worth pointing out, it is available to go to 24 hours of the day. So Trafalgar Square, quite exciting. There we go. Number two on the list, there are 15 things on this list to do that go on for 24 hours is a restaurant in Upper St Martin's Lane called Dishoom, a lovely Indian restaurant, very friendly. It's worth having a reservation, or you will have to wait at least 30 minutes in the queue, but it is worth waiting. It actually comes under Covent Garden, and they sell bacon naan bread. That's exciting, and open 24 hours of the day, Dishoom in Covent Garden. And next, London St Pancras International Railway Station is open 24 hours of the day. Kind of goes without saying, although I suppose some train stations get closed, don't they? But, yes, someone has commented, waiting for a late night slash early morning train, go to the Costa in the station. It's warm, open 24 hours and has Wi-Fi. Someone else has put, one of the few places in London you can get a coffee with seating and shelter in the middle of the night, as the station and some of its coffee shops are open 24 hours. If you're in the vicinity of St Pancras and you just want to get in out of the cold and treat yourself to a nice warm drink, that is recommended 24 hours of the day. There we go. I'll give you some more tips about things available to do in London. For 24 hours, it's 2024. After this next track, we're still thinking about National Nothing Day. Here's James Morrison.
Oh, FM.
Fantastic. James Morrison and Nothing Ever Hurt Like You. We're carrying on quickly looking at things you can do in London that are open 24 hours. There is a place in Brick Lane called Bagel Bake. And according to reviewers, some of the cheapest, most delicious food around on Brick Lane and open 24 hours too. If you like your bagels, if you like your salt beef bagels and mustard, then you've got to try Bagel Bake in Brick Lane in London town. Fabulous. Then also, here's a handy tip if you're again out in London late or in the early hours of the morning. The Apple Store in Regent Street is open 24 hours, has free Wi-Fi and nice seats too, according to a reviewer. Super friendly staff every time I come in. And yes, there we go. So you can get free Wi-Fi and it is open 24 hours. The Apple Store in Regent Street. I did not know that. I also can't believe this is open 24 hours in Holborn, the Ship Tavern. Yes, serving British food. It's a traditional, if you can say the word traditional, British pub with a cosy interior, according to reviewers. Says they serve huge portions of fish and chips and sticky ribs, which are worth a try. But I would be sure that the kitchen is not open 24 hours. But that pub apparently is open 24 hours, the Ship Tavern in Holborn. There we go. Don't say you don't learn things by listening to the show that goes like this. Now then. Next ridiculous holiday we're moving on to musically is Printing Ink Day, which occurs on the 16th of January. If your printer is low in ink, it's very frustrating, isn't it? Oh, yes. And, you know, it starts printing in dribs and drabs and misses out bits. And you just want it to go back to a nice black print, don't you? Back to black. Back to black. Great link.
Shame, oh, shame, babe. Me.
radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And that was Amy Winehouse and Back to Black. There's a new biopic about her life coming out with the same name. Going to be shown on the BBC fairly soon, I think, called Back to Black. So maybe worth a look if you're a fan of Amy Winehouse, although it's caused some controversy, apparently. More things you can do in London for 24 hours a day. This is my first live broadcast of 2024, so I've decided to share these things with you. There is a restaurant in Great Newport Street, an Italian, called Sartori, S-A-R-T-O-R-I. And apparently very good pizza. The ingredients are everything, one reviewer said. Someone else has said you could taste how fresh the ingredients were and everything was flavoured to perfection. A hidden gem, Sartori in Great Newport Street. Also in Bishopsgate, open 24 hours a day, is the Duck and Waffle. One reviewer says, best meal I had in London, fantastic food, great view, and 60s music makes up a very memorable visit, very fun and casual. All the reviewers have said, stunning views of the city and open 24 hours. The avocado on toast recommended as well. The Duck and Waffle in Bishopsgate, 24 hours. There we go. There's a Vietnamese restaurant in Shoreditch called Cai Tre, C-A-Y-T-R-E, Cai Tre. And, yeah, that's open 24 hours as well. Someone has commented, best Vietnamese I've been to in London. Someone else says, small and authentic, true Vietnamese cooking and amazing starters, very friendly. There we go. Also in Blenheim Street is Drunch, which is open 24 hours. Someone's put, cozy place to have coffee and tea. Try their fresh mint tea. It's a must. And someone else has put, best smoothies, best food, best staff. Open 24 hours in Blenheim Street, Drunch. So, see, lots of these places available. Impressive stuff, I'm sure you'll agree. Right, Printing Ink Day was celebrated with Back to Black from Amy Winehouse. Of course, you may not want all your printing in black. You may have a black piece of paper and want your text to be printed in white. How pale do you want it, though? Annie Lennox and A Whiter Shade of Pale on Printing Ink Day. It's not the last colour you're going to hear about that relates to printing ink. I'm very excited. I know you will be too. Also, if you want to get involved in the intense debate, slightly political this evening, who will win the next general election, the Conservatives, Labour or another party, are your options. It's on at Benson Radio on Twitter /X, and you've got less than 30 minutes to cast your vote. Voting will close in about 28 minutes' time. So if you haven't voted yet and you'd like to get involved and do something interactive on the show that goes like this, go for it right now. Okay, more tracks. Can we possibly squeeze in about 6 more tracks before I leave you? And all the info that we need to share as well about 24-hour places in London. Oh yes, more of those coming up. But in the meantime, on Printing Ink Day, for those that don't just print in black and white, you know, you get your 3 colour printers as well, don't you? With your cyans, your magentas, and the other one, what is it? Oh, it's yellow.
things that you do.
Phoenix FM.
Coldplay and Yellow. So, what else can you get up to in London that's open for 24 hours? Well, if you find yourself in the vicinity of Heathrow Airport, you may want to head to the Sofitel. Sofitel London Heathrow has a coffee shop that's open for 24 hours with free Wi-Fi as well. So if you're getting a flight any point soon and you don't want to hang around in the airport, Sofitel London Heathrow, 24-hour coffee shop with free Wi-Fi. And if you're staying there, it's very luxurious, according to reviewers. Now, Haverstock Hill in Belsize Park houses the Sir Richard Steele. And it's a great pub, also open 24 hours, with reviewers saying live music on Wednesday nights is epic. Phew, doesn't interfere with the show that goes like this on a Tuesday. Somebody else says, good Thai food at a reasonable price, comedy on Saturdays, music and quizzes other nights. Don't go on a Tuesday night, it's not worth it. You'd be much better off listening to the radio. And another reviewer says, cozy, quirky space with board games and books, laid back, chill out. The Sir Richard Steele in Belsize Park. Now, we talked about a bagel place in Brick Lane. If you're in Stoke Newington High Street, the Bagel House is also open 24 hours. Last couple coming after another track from Pink. That's a printing ink colour, isn't it?
That's waiting up for me, that I call my own. Through the dark, through the door, through where no one's been before, but it feels like home. They can say it all sounds crazy. They can say I've lost my mind. I don't care if they call me crazy. We can live in a world that we design. Gonna make there's a house we can build, every room inside is filled with things from far away, special things I compile. Say it all sounds crazy. They could say we've lost our minds. See, I don't care if they call us crazy. Gonna make for the world we're gonna make.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Love that version of A Million Dreams from The Greatest Showman. That was the remix by Pink, of course. Fantastic stuff. So, what other places are open 24 hours in London? If you're in Crystal Palace, the Alma Pub is in Church Road. And reviewers say great food. It also does a Sunday roast, has craft beers. Nice ambience. And, yes, someone else complimenting the Sunday roasts as well. And then finally, in Waterloo Place, the Imperial Treasure Fine Chinese Cuisine. Someone says, best dim sum in London. Order Peking duck 24 hours in advance in a place that's open 24 hours a day. It's divine. It's a bit pricey, but worth every mouth-watering bite. Okay, well, don't say we don't help you out. Places, 15 things you can do in London. If you're there in the early hours of the morning, they will still be available to do. All of those things are available 24 hours. And of the non-eating places, the Apple Store in Regent Street, open 24 hours. St Pancras International Railway Station has coffee shops that are open 24 hours. And Trafalgar Square, of course, available to go into for 24 hours a day, although possibly not amazingly exciting. But, yeah, there we go. I'm excited to have brought you all those things. Oh, and the Sofitel at London Heathrow as well has a coffee shop with free Wi-Fi open 24 hours a day. Final printing in related track. It's Blue. It's One Love.
Yeah, all right.
It's kind of funny how life can change. Can flip 180 in a matter of days.
Sometimes love works in mysterious ways. One day you wake up, gone without a trace. I refuse to give up, I refuse to give in.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Blue and One Love. I said we were done with Printer Ink related tracks. Maybe we are. Maybe we could fit one more thing in. Not quite sure. Who knows? Oh, I think I'll do it. Let's go crazy. Let's get it in quite quickly. Yes, we started off with Back to Black. We've had a whiter shade of pale. We've then embraced yellow, pink and blue. What are we going to now? Well, it doesn't matter whether you're printing, if it's black or white.
My life being a color.
Michael Jackson, Black or White. Okay, we are definitely done with songs relating to printing ink now, but don't forget, of course, if you are following the ridiculous holidays from earlier, it is also Cuckoo Dancing Week. Not really thinking about the birds, the cuckoos. It's all a bit bizarre because of this. Yes, it's the Laurel and Hardy theme tune, the Cuckoo Dance. Yeah, so we're celebrating the career of Laurel and Hardy today on the 16th of January. Someone else who'll be happy about that is my dad again. He'll have enjoyed tonight's show. Tracks by Brenda Lee and talking about Laurel and Hardy, his comedy heroes. My dad and uncle worked together as a double act before I started working with my dad. They worked together for some 35 years. And, yeah, they're comedy heroes and inspirations were Laurel and Hardy. Hence, always enjoying a bit of slapstick, a bit of visual humour, as well as wordplay, which is marvellous. So, again, for my dad and the lovely Leg End listeners, here is a Laurel and Hardy track, The Trail of the Lonesome Pine.
On a mountain in Virginia stands a lonesome pine. Just below is the cabin home of a little girl of mine.
Her name is June, and very, very soon she'll belong to me. For I know she's waiting there for me neath that lone pine tree. In a Blue Ridge Mountains of Virginia, on the trail of the lonesome pine, in the pale moonshine, our hearts entwine, where she carved her name, and I carved mine, or June, just like the mountains are blue, like the pine, I am lonesome for you.
In the Blue Ridge Mountains of Virginia, on the trail of the lonesome pine. In the pale moonshine, our hearts entwine, where she carved her name and I carved mine. Oh, June, like the mountains, I'm blue, like the pine, I am lonesome for you.
In the Blue Ridge Mountains of Virginia, on the trail of the lonesome pine.
This is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons.
With who?
Ben Simmons.
Oh, right.
On Phoenix FM.
Well, I have to say, when you've been broadcasting on the same station for over 6.5 years, you kind of lose track of what tracks you may have played. I have made the effort over the years to not shy away from older music, slightly ridiculous music, and definitely I can say I've never broadcast anything by Laurel and Hardy before, but all that's changed tonight, new for 2024. Great stuff, The Trail of the Lonesome Pine there. Still want to squeeze in three tracks. I've got to tell you the result of the hotly contested poll. You've got about 3 minutes to squeeze in a last minute vote at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter. Who's going to win the next general election, Conservatives, Labour or another party? Those are your three options. If you do get a last minute vote in, that would be fabulous of you. I think we all know what way the vote's going to go, though. In the meantime, because it is Cuckoo Dancing Week, looking at the career of Laurel and Hardy, let's not look at cuckoos, let's look at dance. Here's Chic. We'll be right back.
Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
That was Chic and Everybody Dance. And if you were listening before that, I played Laurel and Hardy's Trail of the Lonesome Pine and talked about their theme tune because it's Cuckoo Dancing Week. Just to be clear, and my dad has sent in to me, their theme tune was officially called the Cuckoo Waltz. So yes, don't think of it as the Cuckoo Dance. Apologies if I led you down that path. But yeah, the Cuckoo Waltz was Laurel and Hardy's theme tune, but it is Cuckoo Dancing Week. I don't know why it's not Cuckoo Waltzing Week, but there we go. That occurs all week this week. So if you like your classic comedy, enjoy a bit of Laurel and Hardy. It's the right week to do so. Well, we've got just about 10 minutes left, which does mean the hotly contested poll should be completed. It is indeed, and we have, well, maybe shockingly, someone or a few of you have voted for Conservatives. But who will win the next general election? 76% of the vote saying Labour, 24% of the vote saying Conservatives. Nobody has gone with another party. There isn't really a viable alternative in most people's eyes, certainly not the voters from the show that goes like this, other than the Tories or Labour. And I suspect, after what's gone on in recent years, Labour will probably win the next general election. But it's not for me to say, it's for everybody to vote. Right, fabulous. Okay, we're going to squeeze in another track and then I'm going to sum it all up and then we've got a final track to play us out. But don't go anywhere after me, as ever, Rob Harvey in with Synth City from 8 o'clock. But right now, here's a bit of Fede LeGrand and the Creeps.
Three drinks on tonight. Take some happy face. Break me, cause it keeps coming down on either side. Bleeding in my mind. Waiting for the creeps to kill my last beliefs. So come on, oh, oh, oh.
That was Fede LeGrand and The Creeps. rips. Well, it's been another rip snorter of a show tonight. It's been great to bring it to you. It's been lovely to be back live in the studio on these airwaves 98.0. Of course, if you're in the area, and via the internet on phoenixfm.com. So, yeah, we talked celebrity birthdays today. I can't believe how old Claudia Winkleman is, but she won't thank me for revealing it again. And, yeah, and I didn't know how old James Nesbitt was, but he's 59. Don't worry about that. We've celebrated all the ridiculous holidays that occur today. International Hot and Spicy Food Day. And if you listen to my segment on restaurants that are available 24 hours in London, you'll remember there was a Vietnamese one, there was a Chinese one, there was an Indian one. All kinds of cuisines available 24 hours. So, yeah, it's also been National Nothing Day. I didn't really embrace the nothingness of that because I thought that was a bit too pathetic. It's been Printing Ink Day. And excitingly at work today, we did have some printing ink delivered. I forgot to mention that before. It's also Cuckoo Dancing Week, and it's the Cuckoo Waltz, Laurel and Hardy's theme tune. Don't mistakenly make people think it's called something else. And also, somehow, all throughout January, it's National Stalking Awareness Month. I don't know why that needs to be a thing and why that needs to exist. We've had an intense debate raging across the Twitterverse tonight as well, revealing that Labour are pretty likely to win the next general election. From those of you that have voted, it's been a 76-24% victory over the Tories. So, yeah, we looked at 24-hour places in London, Trafalgar Square, Apple Store in Regent Street, and St Pancras Station, receiving the most recommendations from online reviewers. There we go. Well, we've had some great music tonight, the likes of Donna Summer, Brenda Lee, Ronan Keating, Starship, James Morrison, Amy Winehouse, Coldplay, to name but a few. And to play us out, I don't want to be glib about it, obviously stalking can be serious, but I'm going to play us out with a track from Tiffany. Don't forget, Rob is up next. I'll be back again next week. See you all very soon.
on the hour across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.